But then he would say something quite serious.
Well, he had like pages of notes that he would pause and flip through.
So this is, comedians are pathetic because they often write in their little notebooks their ideas for jokes, and they get on stage and then they tell their joke and they're like, oh, you guys like that one? And then they go back and they look at their notes and like, oh, I have one more I can do. They have like a set list for things that are supposed to be funny. Newsflash, just come up with them while you're talking.
Yeah, just be funny.
Just be funny. Which is one of the greatest commands you can ever give anyone when they tell them you're a comedian. Oh, you're a comedian? Why don't you tell me a joke?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, I don't really do that. I don't really do that. My jokes aren't really like that. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
If I had some coal here and I asked the coal miner to mine it, I'm sure he could.
Yeah.
If I had a fish here and I asked the fishmonger to mong it, I'm sure that he could.
Yeah.
But you aren't able to do your job, which requires nothing.
Right.
It's quite interesting. One joke he said was very confusing to me, and perhaps I'm a bit theologically unsound. And maybe you could help me with this. He said, in the Bible, it says, Mary says that those without sin cast the first stone, and everybody dropped their stone.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Not Mary.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, but he took a really long time.
He took a really long time.
To set it up.
Took a really long
it's
time.
It's like everyone, yeah, everybody knows it, but he was like, explains it at great length, trying to just like set the scene. It's like, yes, we know the story.
And I'm like, he's about to do an awesome stone Jesus something joke. He's about to fucking bring the house down. At this point, also, a CPAC TV starts playing really loud. And he actually says, oh, it's really distracting being up here.
From he, like, my explaining about Jesus and the stones.
And I'm like, dude, we all love Jesus Christ, the Most High. Everyone kept telling me Jesus lifted me up, too. I heard multiple people have said that this week. Maybe that's something Christians say. I don't know.
I think it is, yeah.
I'm like, you don't look it.
Right.
he should do some other favors for you, too.
So but then the punchline.
The punchline was, in the Chinese Bible, the communist Chinese Bible, Jesus kills his wife.
I don't know if that's how it went. What I remember him saying was, yeah, that Jesus says, let he without sin cast the first stone, or everybody drops the stones. And then Jesus just kills her himself.
That's what it was. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus just kills the lady. And then there was just silence. It's like, what do you mean?
But he told it like it was a punchline.
Yes.
I thought he said kills. I didn't realize. I thought he said kills. Kills her himself makes more sense.
Yeah.
So I was also standing where the CPAC TVs were. So it was also quite distracting for me. And I was like, Jesus kills his wife?
So it's just like, Jesus is like, gets everybody to not stone the lady, and then he kills her. And it's like, I guess there's something unexpected about that.
Yeah, but I'm like,
if it were like a visual gag.
Is this true? I'm like, does the Chinese Bible say this?
Yeah, no one understood that. And then he seems really, then he went
but
back
like,
to his
how
notes.
How do you know, Rob Schneider? You don't speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys obviously cast Professor Jiang out. Yeah. He's, you know, you don't got anybody. Gordon's over there. He's, you know, he's wandering around. Maybe we could ask him. The only laugh, he also said it's kind of, he kept saying it's kind of distracting up here. He clearly wanted to get off the stage so badly. He's sweating. He feels uncomfortable. I know the feeling. He's like, I got to get the fuck out of here. No one's laughing.
You feel that way often.
The cacophonous noise is increasing in volume. And then he busts out with, you can do it. And the crowd goes crazy.
That made that one guy really excited.
So the J6 prisoner starts screaming, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can. And this guy's wearing a fur coat.
He's just decked out.
Pumping his fist. You can do it. And I think Rob Schneider was regretting his bone deep.
What movie was that from that he did that in?
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It was like a Will Ferrell movie.
I got the poo on me.
What's that? That's from
Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt, yeah.
I got the poo on me. Now that, if he had said that, genuinely.
was that was him?
No, that's David Spade.
Okay.
But they're boys, you know, you can, it's like, if, you know, if you're in Zeppelin, you can play a little bit of fucking.
Well, Zeppelin stole all their music from black musicians.
All their music. It's rooted in black music.
It's, yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone brings up Zeppelin to me.
Yeah.
In fact, I've emailed Robert. Anyways.
Whenever he brings up any band.
If he had come out, a great book about that, Country. I mean, I know we were joking, but Country by Nick Tosh. Great sort of book. I mean, it's probably all bullshit.
I feel like I know really what it says.
Interesting. No. That, it's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's not like that.
Okay.
If Rob Schneider had come out on the CPAC stage and said, I got the poo on me, I would have every second, hellish second of this day would have been
in the
worth
Chinese
it.
Bible, Jesus says, I got the poo on me.
I just farted. you think that picked up? I hope not, man.
Well, I'm leaving it in.
No, edit it out. Let's go shooting. Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go shooting. Jeffrey Epstein.